It's official. There are now 7 billion of us on the planet. The United Nations had calculated that today we would reach this milestone. Now, the UN didn't want to single out any specific newborn as the 7th billion person. It said that all children born today should get a share of the honor. Several countries went ahead and declared their 7th billion baby, though. The Philippines was the first to do so. That baby is Danica May Camacho, who was born right around midnight in the capital, Manila. Sunshine De Leon is in the Philippines now. This little girl is already something of a celebrity. But realistically, what does somebody like Danica face in 10 years or 20 years?
Well, if we just look at the circumstances that she was born into, she was born in a hospital, a government-run hospital, which is known to have one of the busiest maternity wards in the world. It's sort of nicknamed the baby factory. There are about 100 babies born every 24 hours, and it's quite normal to walk into the post-delivery area, and you'll see 3 or 4 women sharing a bed with their newborn babies. So it's not the most plush beginning to start with. However, she was greeted with a special cake, and I believe her local benefactors gave her a scholarship grant for her school and a livelihood package to help her parents to start a general store.
Yeah, so she has a bit of a jump start. What about educational prospects?
Well, she's going to be competing with a lot of children in her position. I mean, she comes from a lower-income family, and she's going to have to battle it out with over 90 million people, which means the education system is already overburdened. It has a shortage of over 60,000 classrooms. Many people drop out because of poverty-related reasons, and many children who do attend school are undernourished and have a hard time learning. You add to this that the country has limited health services, and it's not going to be easy for her, but you know, the Filipinos are quite hardworking and resilient.
Well, as you say, the Filipino people are extremely resourceful. What are some of the things that she can look forward to in her life?
I think there are bright spots in the Philippine economy right now. The stock markets are doing well. Real estate's doing well. It's also very Western-oriented. English is widely spoken. These were all the advantages as she grows up.
Okay, Sunshine De Leon in the Philippines, thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, the human population reached 1 billion back around 1805. Thomas Jefferson was president. He just inked a deal with Napoleon for the Louisiana Purchase. Here's a recap of the other billion population milestones. We hit 2 billion in roughly 1927. Calvin Coolidge was in the White House trumpeting isolationism as America's foreign policy strategy. We reached 3 billion people nearly 30 years later, around 1960. President Eisenhower was sending military advisors into South Vietnam and getting ready to exit Pennsylvania Avenue. Only 14 years went by before we reached 4 billion people. That was on Richard Nixon's watch, just as the end of the Vietnam War was in sight. 5 billion came along in 1987. Ronald Reagan was in office. His hands were pretty full with the Iran-Contra affair. In 1999, the 6 billionth baby and the euro were born. A freshly impeached President Clinton oversaw that milestone and the Kosovo War. Now, we don't know who's going to be in the White House for the next billion milestone. That is expected to be sometime around the year 2025.